Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting now with Mr. Glenn Preeby of the Lions Club of Mountain Home. The Big Lions Club annual auction is coming up next week, starting on Monday, and you can listen to it live on the station right here. Not on the stations, right here on KTLO FM 97.9. You can also watch it on TV on XL7, Suddenlink Channel 22, or Digital Antenna 26.1. You can follow it online. There is all kinds of stuff going on next week.
It's just going to be an outstanding week. And we're kicking off Monday night. Of course, it's Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
We have a young lady, you probably have heard her, Raquel Houck. It's going to be opening our program with National Anthem.
That's awesome.
And she is outstanding. She'll also be at the Veterans Deal
at day. The plaza?
No, it's going to be at the
They moved it inside. That's right. The threat
anyway,
of weather has moved
it
inside.
That's going to kick us off because of this Veterans Day. This is our 67th annual auction.
Let's say that one more time for effect. 67th
years.
Annual. That's incredible.
Yes. In my 43rd. I was here in the old days here at KTLO.
Yeah, we used to, way back in the day, that used to happen here at the station.
Yep, the whole thing. On the chalkboard. Yep. Interesting.
If someone's not familiar, and not to be disrespectful, but if you're not familiar with the Lions Club auction, that's surprising. But if you're not, there are so many different items that you can bid on and save money on, and all of this is donated by the community, and all the money raised goes back to the community.
Exactly. Like I say, it is our 67th. The Lions Club, just give you a brief, Lions Club, what we do primarily in Mountain Home is our club, and then we have a large club, is help the visually handicapped. That's our number one goal. Now, we also do help folks with hearing aids and hearing difficulties as well. But visually handicap is our main project, and we have spent a lot of time and effort helping especially students and children, preschools, mm-hmm. all the schools. And we work through the Christian clinic quite a bit. So we're trying to help folks. But the auction is how we raise our money. It's our only fundraiser of the year. We go to all the businesses in Baxter County and some outside the county. And we take donations, and we'll have over 600 items for sale.
You have 5 nights, 600 items. So right. Just everybody do the math in your head. You're going to see over 100, about 125 items go through every single night of the auction.
Yes. And I'll just give you a kind of rundown of some things. I can't name all 600, but there's lots of different things that you can bid on. And what we're encouraging folks, you know, Christmas is coming up. Mm-hmm. These would make great Christmas gifts. On Veterans Day, if you're thinking of helping some veterans, there's lots of things here that would help veterans as well. But just to give you some items that might be. We got some gutter repairs. You know, with all the rain right now, you may need repairs. Haircuts, Cokes, and all other kind of drinks by the case. Pontoon boat rentals, there's more than one. I was looking at the list last night, boots for girls. Tire rotation, pies. Fencing, archery supplies, wheels, pizza, laser therapy, mm-hmm. business cards, golfing, chiropractic, vet certificates for to help your cats and dogs and whatever, lodging certificates, and just tons of gift certificates to a lot of businesses in the Twin Lakes area. A load of base, flower bouquets, that's a really popular mm-hmm. one. You buy four bouquets, and you get to choose when you want to send them. Ranger boat items, vascular screening, Zoom teeth whitening, a Razorback rug. It is really a neat rug. Massages, mailboxes, have several. Funeral contracts, prepaid contracts, four-wheel alignments, gym memberships, tax preparation, Bass Pro gift cards. That ought to be a popular item. Whispering Wood gift certificates. Now, those are very popular because people like to go to Whispering Woods. Visa gift cards. Hey, you're just buying money, basically. And office products. And that's just a short rundown of, but there's a lot more items. You can go online. You can bid online. You can bid in by calling.
You can bid by calling the number 425-2266. You have a plethora of volunteers and Lions Club members. They'll be there answering the phone. Bid online at lionsclubauction.com. come Monday.
It will be available probably over the weekend. You can bid online, which about two-thirds of the folks now are bidding online. Mm-hmm. It used to be all by telephone. But you can watch it on XL7. If we have items at the station, we put them on the and show them on the screen so you can see what you're bidding on. Of course, we always give the value of the items. And we just appreciate folks, helping us raise money to help the visually handicapped.
Let's run through the details again. Of course, the Lions Club auction, it starts this coming Monday night, and it's going to run Monday through Friday of this coming week. You can watch it live on XL7 TV. That's Suddenlink Channel 22, digital antenna 26.1. If you're on Dish, I'm sorry, I don't know that information, but we can figure it out. You can listen to it, of course, always live on KTLO FM 97.9, that dial you got right here. We'll also be streaming that from KTLO.com. You can just click on FM and listen to that online as well. The number to call to bid is 425-2266. Again, that's 425-2266. You can also bid online at lionsclubauction.com. Again, that's lionsclubauction.com. Do I need a bidder number?
So I need
to call in, get a bidder number?
Now, if you've had a bidder number in the past, you hopefully will be getting an email kind of reminding you. But if you need a new one, your first-time bidder, when the first time you call in, we take the information and issue a number. So from then on, when you bid back again, all you need to do is give us that number.
And how do you pick up your items? How do you get your items? How do you pay for them?
You can pick them up any night after at the close of the auction, or you can come on Saturday, mm-hmm. or the following Monday or Tuesday mornings. We'll be at XL7.
Okay.
But you can, and if you can't, you can make arrangements, and we'll meet with you somewhere and get them to you.
I'm pretty sure you know a Lions Club member out there, and they will help. They will gladly help assist you with any that you need.
By all means, yes.
Are you going to bid on that Razorback rug?
It's too large.
How big is it?
It's like 30 by 60.
Woo!
It's come from CentOS.
Uh-huh.
It's a really nice rug. They give it to us every year. And so it's more for businesses probably mm-hmm. than for our individuals. But if you've got a big place for it, it works great. It's rubber-backed. It's a neat rug.
We're on to basketball, so we're happy about the Razorbacks again.
Exactly.
Lions Club Auction, again, that starts Monday night at 6 o'clock right here on KTLO FM 97.9. Again, you can watch it on XL7 TV. Don't forget, check out the website, lionsclubauction.com. That's all you need to know. You can call in and get your bidder number the first night. We look forward to it. We look forward to all the good work that's going to happen. Thank you to the members of the Lions Club for all the effort. You guys have no idea the amount of hours that's put in to gather. If you're going to gather 600 auction items, let me tell you, there's a whole lot of effort going into that, and they do a tremendous amount of good work to our community for this. Good luck.
All right.
See you
Monday.
Thank
you, Heather. Okay, great. Thank you.
You've been listening to Local Matters on KTLO.